Voters in New York will decide today whether actor Cynthia Nixon will be able to topple the incumbent Andrew Cuomo to become the Democratic candidate for governor. The governor's race in neighboring Connecticut is also getting attention. The two major candidates butted heads in their first debate last night. Democrat Ned Lamont positioned himself as a bulwark against President Trump.
You know, when it comes to the environment, when it comes to women's reproductive rights, when it comes to a lot of our liberties that we want to protect, a governor can actually be a firewall there to protect those liberties from what's happening in Washington, D.C.
And I think Republican Bob Stefanowski deflected questions about the president and tried to tie Lamont to the state's unpopular outgoing Democratic governor, Daniel Malloy.
You've been on radio and TV saying you're going to raise taxes and you're going to put up tolls. You sound like a clone of Dan Malloy. I'd like for you to explain to the people how you're going to be different.
Colin McEnroe hosts the Colin McEnroe Show on Connecticut Public Radio, WNPR. Colin, thanks for being here.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, so Bob Stefanowski has been endorsed by President Trump, but he says he didn't vote for the president or Hillary Clinton. How have national politics factored into this race?
Well, first of all, Bob Stefanowski, one of the hallmarks of his recent life is that he didn't vote. He didn't vote at all.
Huh.
He hasn't voted in a long time. He was living in London for a long time. He only recently moved back to the States. But this is something that's been used against him. You hear him lash out repeatedly at Dan Malloy. Eventually, last night, Ned Lamont said, you could have voted against him if you ever bothered to vote. Anyway, to your question, I think that's unclear right now, the national politics question. I mean, we all saw how the polls went yesterday, the sort of national generic polls. It seems as though there's a blue wave coming.
Down for the president.
Yeah, down right. for the president. A blue wave coming. If that happens, it'll happen here. But, you know, gubernatorial races, I think, are really different from congressional races. I mean, they are an awful lot more location specific.
Right.
So people in Connecticut, they want solutions to Connecticut problems.
Interesting thing about Connecticut, it's facing a $200 million budget deficit. There's a chance that Hartford could go bankrupt. Property taxes are up. General Electric, of course, fled the state for Boston. Here's what Bob Stefanowski had to say about that last night.
This state is in an absolute fiscal crisis. I will cut the budget. I will cut spending. I will use those cuts to fund a cut to the income tax.
And Lamont, the Democrat, says he wants to raise revenue by putting tolls on some roads, and he wants to rein in state worker benefits.
I say we're going to have to make fundamental changes in terms of how we change benefits going forward, both on the health care side, as I tried to suggest before, as well as on the pension side.
Interesting, because the national economy is doing well, but some states around the country are still hurting. Colin, what are the chances here? Could a Republican come from behind in a blue state like Connecticut and give the Democrat a hard time on Election Day?
Absolutely. First of all, Stefanowski has one big advantage, which is in a year where people seem to be rejecting political experience, political expertise, long-time involvement with political machines, Stefanowski couldn't be more of a neophyte. He's so new to this process. I mean, he has no familiarity with the basic tropes of politics. I think that ultimately kind of helps him, even though there's a lot of vital stuff that he doesn't seem to know.
He's the outsider, right?
Right. He's got to go after unaffiliated voters, though. They're the gold mine in this Connecticut, in this state. They're the biggest group.
Colin McEnroe from Connecticut Public Radio, thanks for your time.
Thank you.